on to the Shulchan Aruch. So, what emerged so far in the Machlokes of Gemara and the Ramban, basic Machlokes, how to understand two schools of thought, how to understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So, what we've seen is that's for sure, it's really explicit in the Sugya, and I don't think anybody could argue about that, that the fundamental Machlokes between Rav and Rova revolves around the nature of the Hashavas at the end of a Gazlan. The Gazlan steals a Gzela, a Gneva, steals the Chayfetz, and now he has to return the Chayfetz itself, the Chayfetz Be'en. So how do we understand that? So Rav says that's fundamentally a Tashlumen. Since he's Chayv and Oinsen, the fact that he's Chayv and Oinsen means that in some that, in, that the Gneva, the Chayfetz of the Gneva, is Beshus of the Day, to use the language of the Gemara, belongs to him. He has a Bailus in that Chayfetz. And when he's returning the Chayfetz, it's a kind of Tashlumen. In the fine tuning, we're not going to, you know, that's maybe more merubidic. You know, does he totally own the Chayfetz? He owns it in the Hefzid? That's not our concern. But the Gemara, what it says in the Gemara is, it's Beshus of the Day. It's his Chayfetz. Mele, the Hashavas of the Chayfetz, his Hashav of the Gzeil is a kind of Tashlumen. And that's the Sheet of Rav. And Rava says, no, the fact that he's Chayv and Oinsen is merely Midi Shail, and he's not a Bailam the Chayfetz at all. It's Beshus of the Mori, it belongs to the Bailam. And his giving back the Gzeila is a kind of, is basically a Hashavas Epikodon. That's the Kuli Alma, that's the bedrock of the Sugya. The Machlokes Balamar and the Rabban is, you know, what to do with that. The Rabban holds that Kimli Derabine only applies to Tashlumen, does not apply to Hashava. Even on a Deraisa level, there's Kimli Derabine by Tashlumen, Einon Mesum Mishalem, there's no such thing as Kimli Derabine by Hashava. And therefore, the Machlokes Rab and Rava will be, does Kimli Derabine apply to the Hashava of this Gezeilah? Rav says, "This kim levi deravine." That's what it means. B'domim kanin. Excuse me. Rav holds that the giving back of the gzeila is a kind of tashlumen. Therefore, this kim levi deravine, and he does not have to give back the gzeila. He gets to keep the gzeila. That's the sheet of Rav. I feel not till he gets to keep the gzeila. And Rav holds that the giving back of the gzeila is a kind of hashavas hapikodon, and therefore is not subject to kim levi deravine. He has to give back the gzeila and the ikar adin, and the gzeila belongs to whom? According to Rava, belongs to the bailam. And therefore, if then the ganav goes and he breaks the gzeila, whose chayfetz is he breaking? Whose chavis in the Mishnah's example? Whose chavis is he breaking? The bailam's. And therefore, avada tzedava pasha that he has to pay. That's why the Ramban says that avada if he breaks the chavis, he has to pay for the chavis. Rava says that shibur is potter. That means he broke it in the machteres. But if he broke it outside of the Machteres, Avad is Chayev. That's the sheet of the Ramban, very straightforward Mahalach in the Gemara. The sheet of the Balamor is that on a nice level, yes, it's true that Rav and Rava argue whether the giving back of the Gzeila is a Tashlumen or whether it's a Hashova, but on a Deraisa level, there's Kimel Rabinei regardless. Because Kimel Rabinei, according to the Balamor, applies not only to Tashlumen, but applies to Hashova, Sepikotin also. And that's what it means by Domum Kaninu. However, says the Baal Amar, there's a chumah derabbanon. There's a chumah derabbanon that to give back that even b'malkam achiv misa, you should give back the pikadon ben. But at the rice level, you don't have to. At the rice level, it's kimud rabne both by tashlumen and by hashava. Mi derabbanon, they said there's a chumah derabbanon echmiru rabbanon olav that he has to do hashava se pikadon. He doesn't have to do tashlumen. That's regular kimud rabbanei, but he does have to do hashavas ha-pikadon. And therefore, the machlokes now between Rav and Rava will be a machlokes, same machlokes. Is giving back the gneva a tashlumen, or is it a hashava? But we've changed the key from a deraisa to a derabbanon. According to the Baal Amor now, it comes out as a machlokes in a derabbanon. On a deraisa level, everybody agrees that the chayfetz belongs to him. The dom and kaininu, what's the difference if it's tashlumen or whether it's hashava? But on a derabbanon level, it makes a difference. Rav holds that it's a tashlumen, so if he made rabbanon, he gets to keep the chayfetz, he doesn't have to give it back. Rava holds that it's a hashava sepikodon, and therefore, on a derabbanon level, that he does have to give back the chayfetz. The nafkamina is if he breaks the chayfetz. According to Rav, if he breaks the chayfetz, the nafkamina is that according to the Baal Amor, if he breaks the chayfetz, he's for sure potter. Because both according to Rav and according to Rava, the chayfetz, the gneva, really belongs fundamentally. Ikir adin, to whom does the chavis belong? According to the Baal Amor, belongs to the ganav. It's a chumah derabbanon that he has to do hashavas epikadon. But the chumah derabbanon was only if he only had hashavas at the end. but if he breaks the chavas, and now we're talking again about tashlumen, so we revert to the deraisa that this kimeli rabbani lemaisa didei katovet. He broke his own chavas. That's the basic machlekas here between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, kafishin is about yesterday. There was one additional nekuda in the Baal HaMor, which is that the Baal HaMor, when he's talking about Rav, used a strange lotion that according to Rav, he keeps the chavas because if he would give back the chavas, it would be nearer to make some mishalim. Why isn't it only nearer to make some mishalim? He really is make some mishalim. So for that, I added an extra nekuda, like an extra wrinkle in the Baal HaMor. That the Baal HaMor holds that even though Shitas Rav is that a god of his kind of the chayfetz, because he's chayv and einstein, and he's giving back of the chayfetz to Torah's tashlum and not to Torah's hashava, that's only an ordinary ganav. But a ganav who has kimli d'rabine, since he doesn't have chiyuvig neva, he doesn't really have kinyonig neva either. And therefore, by him, it's for sure hashava satikadim. Notice by above the machteris who's chayv misa, since he doesn't have chiyuvig neva, he doesn't really have kinyonig neva either, and therefore, really, both ben l'rav and ben l'rova, really, it's a Baba Machteris who gives back in Geneva, it's really only a Hashava. But Rav holds that since by a regular Ganav it's a Tashlumin, so even by a Baba Machteris we don't tell him to give back the Chavis because it'll be nearer Kemesu Mishalim. He's not really being Mesu Mishalim, he's really being Mesu Meshiv. But he's nearer Kemesu Mishalim because according to Rav, a regular Ganav is kind of the Chavis and gives it back the Teres Tashlumin. I think when without kimli d'rabbanei it would be a hashavas hapikadon, then that's the chumah d'rabbanan that he should do. Of course, I'll leave it to emes. Now it's kimli d'rabbanei, and now it's bedomim kaninu, and now when he pays it back to emes, it's not even tashlumen. It's not a gift because it's the day. It's not hashavas and it's not tashlumen. But the chumah d'rabbanan is that if without kimli d'rabbanei it would be a hashavas hapikadon, even though kimli d'rabbanei now says that it's bedomim kaninu and it belongs to him. But the chumah d'rabbanan is to ignore the kimli d'rabbanei and therefore to do what would have been a hashava sepikon. Okay, let's take a look at the tshuvas
HaRashba. So the Rav says next to Kimishalim.
What?
So doesn't he mean it looks next to Kimishalim because by a real Ganav would have
fallen?
Because you can't say,
because
by this
Ganav. I mean, maybe he's Mexican, Mexican Mesu Mishalim because by him it's really Mesu Matana. Maybe that's what he means. Maybe the Mexi is saying a different shot than the Mexi.
For everybody, the shots can be shoved. What's really happening by the Ganav HaMataris, everybody's the same. Because
right.
It's really.
Well, say what I'm saying.
Right.
So
if Ram has compared it with its Mexican, because it's Mexican Shalim.
Right.
So the Mexican Shalim must be describing because it's Mexican Shalim because people will think this is like a regular Ganav.
Right.
A regular Ganav is Kiva Shalim.
Right.
So whoever still ends up with the Kasha, if Ram is Teshel and Ramish, the Mai is only near Kiva Shalim.
Since he's above Machteris, he doesn't have Kinyonig Neva, I'm saying. He doesn't have Kinyonig Neva. So by him, he doesn't have Kinyonig Neva. Since he doesn't have Kinyonig Neva, so it's just it's a Bikodin Gabe. Which he's then kind of. Doesn't have chiyuvim. Since he doesn't have chiyuvim, it's a pikadon gabei. Then it's more than a pikadon gabei. Now it's a pikadon. He's also kainet because bedamim kaninu. But there's a chumah d'rabbanan to ignore the bedamim kaninu and to give it back. There's nothing in the nomenclature about the fact that now it's a matana anyway. The nomenclature is it's a chumah d'rabbanan to do the hashavas of pikadon that you would have done if not for the kimli d'rabbanan. So, emes, that's what's going on over here. What you're doing is hashavas hapikadon. You're saying it's not. I hear your point. You're saying, but if it wouldn't be for kimli rabbanei, it wouldn't be hashavas hapikadon either. It would be the regular tashlum that he's supposed to do.
Well,
I don't know if this is. And at the bottom level, he looked. Ain't no mason mishalim. But at the bottom level, they said, ain't no mason mishalim. But you are mason machsir. You are mason meshiv. So there, on that Rabbanu level, that you're Mesu Meshiv, so it is a Hashav. And on a Rabbanu level, we sort of ignore the Kimli Dravine of B'domim Kanina, at least as long as it's Ben. If you break it, it's a different story, then we go back. But as long as the Haif is Ben, so we ignore the Kimli Dravine on the Ben. But we still have the Kimli Dravine on the Talmud. So therefore, really, even on a Rabbanu level, even though we ignore the Kimli D'Rabbanei of the Hashavas Ben, but we do have the Kimli D'Rabbanei on Tashlumin, so therefore you have no Chiyuv Gneva. Since you have no Chiyuv Gneva, so you have no Kinyon Gneva. And therefore, really, this should fit into the D'Rabbanei. But the Rav says, but still nearer, it should fit into the Chumah D'Rabbanei. But Rav says that it's nearer, that it's, it doesn't look like the Chumah D'Rabbanei. The Chumah D'Rabbanei would be like a real Bayit Pikadim. If you borrowed a pikadim, and at the moment that he borrowed the pikadim, he incurred a chiyuv misa. So Rav would say, "Oh, that's the chumah d'rabbanan that he has to give it back anyway." We ignore the din of kimli d'rabbanei lagabe hashavas pikadim, but lagabe tashlumah we don't ignore the din of kimli d'rabbanei. That's the nature of the chumah d'rabbanan. So now, when a ganav steals a chayfetz, according to Rav, so the emes is that it should be like hashavas pikadim, because lagabe the chiyuv tashlumin shabai, the chiyuv einsin shabai, there is kimli d'rabbanei. Take away the chiyuv ha'inz, and he has no kinyonic neva. So now what is it? It's hashavas ha'pikadon. Hashavas ha'pikadon, the chumud rabban, is to ignore kimoy v'derabim v'nei. But Rav says, but it's still, it's near a kimei su mishal. That's our little breakdown. Okay, let's see the Rashba. The Rashba says, we'll skip the shayl. The shayl, I think, didn't see the Gemara in Sanhedrin, so I think we just ignore it. He only knew about the Gemara in Babak. Shuvah. Ibra l'divei Rav kananu l'gami. Is taka true? The Shail expressed surprise. He saw Gemara. He saw Rav quoted him in Baba Kama Kufi Dalet that I feel a notel you put your bedomu kaninu. And the Shail was like, sort of, does that really mean that you don't have to give the chayfets back? That was he was taken aback by that. So the Rashba says, don't be surprised, yeah, that's how it is. The divrei Rav kaninu l'gamri. Vafilu isnu be'en, didei ninu. And even if the chayfetz is be'en, he gets to keep it. V'och isi perek ben tzorimar, it's a fair shigamar. Daminu hosam, Rava, it brings the end of the gemara, ignu v'lei dechri. They sold some goats from him, adilu neheli, and they wanted to give back the goats. V'lei kablinu, omer hoel v'nofik mi pumid Rav. He said, because Rav said that v'domim kaninu. So you see that the Rav's memra, that afilu not al v'domim kaninu, Taka means, even if the goats are around, they're alive and kicking, the ganav gets to keep them, according to Rav, and you don't have to give them back. Umiyu b'yahish maitza, in that Sugin Sanhedrin, b'yahish maitza perik ben sara, pluktu behod the Rav. There's a machlaikis in the memra of Rav, whether it applies when the chayfetz is be'en. The Amin and Omer of the Mesavim Milsu Rav Shishiba the less new Ben Aval Not of Yotzu to be Israel and Loi Vel Kim Omer Rav Afilu Not Told Him Yesh Adom Menem Suchayim Am Bishusei Kon Kehach Van Am Bishusei Kaimi Vel Loi Hi Ki Yikmer Echman Bishusei Vel Yin Oinsen Aval Yin Mikna Bishusei Dem Rav Kaimi Mit Dehav Yashoyl Beisif Abi Bei Rabai Aben Of Kis Bishabas Vem Agav Yoyz Magav Yoyz Yipot Of Shishabas Vem Eva Mamk Echon Ocha Mayaskinu Dashinu Nu Menara Vel Hilchus Dashinu Dashadinu Benara He calls to also give Rebbeinu. So he says that in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Kiilu, there's a Nidoin in this member of Rav, this member of Rav that Notal is Bedomu Kaninu, whether it applies even if the Chayfetz is Be'en. Now, from what I touched on this a little bit before, but maybe now I'll make it more clear. From what we've seen so far, there is a Machlokes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and actually in the Sugya in Sanhedrin, whether when the Chayfetz is Be'en, do we say Bedomu Kaninu and you get to keep it, or do you have to give it back? But who is it a machlekes between? No, I'm not asking any no trick questions here. Who's it a machlekes between? Rav and Rav. That's what it is, a machlekes between Rav and Rav. Rav says that it applies even if the chayfetz is ben, and Rav says no. If the chayfetz is even if the chayfetz is ben, you get to keep it. And Rav says no. If the chayfetz is ben, you have to give it back. Kachum shutay. That's what he means when he says that it's a plukta behod Rav. Meaning, it's a machlekes between Rav and Rava. Let's say tentatively. But then he goes on and he says, "Miu mistabra kahisugid perikaisel kimando amra filu notal." I'll bring a raya from a Gemara in Hagoizel in Baba Kama, like the Manda Omer in Sanhedrin, that I feel not that even if the chavis is be'en, you still say kimo drabane and he's able to keep it. What's the raya from the Gemara Baba Kama? The Maka Caleb is for Biad Acher. I didn't give this as a Mar Mokum, but maybe you saw it. The Maka Caleb is for Biad Acher, Vesnu, Vafilochi Kamakshami Hodarav. Bring a raya from the following. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says, Kufi Dalit, that if somebody was Maka Caleb Biad Acher, he sees that somebody else has his silverware. And it was Yotzu Shem Gneva of the year, and it was already established that silverware was stolen from him. So he's nishma v'noitel, he takes a shvua and he's noitel silverware. There's an early, he can't do that, he can't walk into somebody's house and say, oh, that's my silverware. But here, it was already established that silverware belonged to him, was stolen from him, and now he sees it sitting by somebody else, so he takes a shvua and he's noitel. Just details there aren't so important, but the Gemara over there asks, I mean, they'd be important if we were learning that sugya, but they're not important to us right now. But the Gemara over there asks, wants to know how exactly is it that it was Yotzei Shem Gneva Be'ir? Like how did that exactly? What daf is it? I'm in the wrong daf. Kufi Dalet Amud Beis. Why am I not seeing it? There he is. Somebody says Yotzei Shem Gneva Be'ir may have. Maybe he himself was mapik the koil. People came into his house and he started screaming, thief, thief. Somehow we so was there a lion over that was really stolen. Mar says, maybe he also made that whole thing up. Mar says, the kids here, Rav said, it was a whole scenario that they found a tunnel dug into his house and they saw people, masked men, walking away with bundles and he was screaming. So it was very clear that there was a gneiva. It was too much for him to have staged. So the Gemara asks, one second, you're telling me that the case is there was a machteris dug into his house? That means that these people who stole the kalim, they were above a machteris. And Rav said, that's how Rav said the case. Rav said the case in the Mishnah was that there was a machteris dug into his house. That's what was Yotzei Shem Gneva Be'ir. But Rav himself says that I feel a notal. He's bedomim kaninu. So why do they have to give the kelim back if they were above machteris? And Rav Shita is that by above machteris you don't have to give the kelim back. Right? No, I'm a Rav. Above machteris, we're not the kelim Yotzei Potter. Bedomim kan my time. Bedomim kaninu. Show the Mars Terraces. Anyway, Mars is a terrace. Not clear to me what the Mars Terrace means. But so the Ras was being a Rai from Nakamura that Rav, like the Manda Omer in Sanhedrin, that Rav is talking about that is Kimli the Ramani even when the Chayfitz is banned. Because Hamaka Caleb is far beyond Acher is Isnu, the Caleb are Be'en. The Mishnah is talking about the Caleb are Be'en. And the Gemara asks from the member of Rav that, and it's talking about Machteris according to Rav. Rav himself said it's talking about a Machteris. And the Gemara over there asks, but Rav said that Bob Machteris, above Machteris, Metal Caleb Yotzei Potter, by time of Edom of Kaninu. So you see from the Gemara's Kasha that even by Isnahu, there's a din of Kimlei with the Rav Mene. You with me so far? So what's Shver over here in the Rashma? What do you see in that Gemara? Of course, that's what Rav. It's a machlokes Rav and Rava. What does he want? We know it's a machlokes Rav and Rava. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that it's a machlokes Rav and Rava. So now he's saying, but he thinks that the maskana is like the opinion in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that even if the kelim are be'en, there's the din of kimli rabbanei. What's his riot from the Gemara from the Gemara over here in Baba Kama? What do you see in the Gemara of Baba Kama? The Gemara here in Baba Kama is asking a steer in Rav. Rav said that Mak Kelim was Rabbi Acher is talking about above a machteris. Frank the Gemara, but Rav himself holds that Bobam Machteris, Benotal, that by Notal is Bedomim Kaninu. We know that that's what Rav holds in Gemara. There is 100% right. There is a steer in Rav. What does it have to do? Why is this somehow evidence that in the Machlek is Rav and Rav, that Aloch is like Rav and not like Rav? Who says? What did he see in this Gemara B'cha? Yeah.
Clearly,
understand the argument of the Machlokes. Right. So you have to say that this is what I was referring to a few times in the past, the Spirit Misa, that you, apparently the Rashi read our Gemara differently than Rashi. Rashi read our Gemara that it's a Machlokes Rav and Rava. The Rashi apparently read our Gemara that it's a Suffolk what Rav held. It's totally in the Velohi. Who's saying the Velohi? Rashi read the Gemara, the Elikim Amar Rav, there's no question what Rav held. Lashon Shvu, we know. Rava tells us with the Shvua that Rav was talking about Afil and Notal, even if the Chayfis is Be'en. But Rava says, Velohi, I don't agree with Rav. So it's a Machlokes, Rav and Rava. That's how Rashi read the Gemara. The Rashi apparently read the Gemara that Velohi is the stomach of the Gemara talking, not Rava. Rava quoted Rav that Rava said, Mishtabe Milsad Rav B'Shiber, but Velikim Amar Rav, but really Rav said it Afil and Notal. And that's the end of Rava B'Shem Rav. And Rava doesn't argue on Rav. Rava tells me he has a Masaira. The Rav said, "Kim l'Dravina, I feel even if the Chayfet is bad." Then comes along the Stom of the Gemara and argues on Rava's version of Rav and says, "V'lohi, no, that's not what Rav said. What Rav was, or Rav was only talking about Shiver, but not when the Chayfet is bad." So it's a Machlekes of Rava and the Stom of the Gemara how to interpret Rav. Says the Rashba, "I'll bring you right from the Gemara Baba Kama that the Gemara Baba Kama assumed like Rava's version of Rav, and not like the Stam of the Gemara's version of Rav. That Rav is talking about Afilu, even if the Chayfetz is Be'en, there's still Kimle B'Drav Mine, which already might be reason to think that that's the Halacha. It's a Machlekes Rav and the Stam of the Gemara, what's the right version of Rav? And the Gemara Bava Kama says that it goes with Rava's version of Rav, so maybe that's the din, that even if the Chayfetz is Be'en, you're allowed to keep it. It says the Rashba, but maybe we could be Doichel L'Raya. Ela She'efshu L'Tchis. The less new Lav Davka, that lesnu, right? When the Gemara talks about if Rav is talking about isnu or lesnu doesn't mean literally that it's destroyed. El kol the lesnu be yodei kishibadami ukishadinu b'naharadami. As long as the chayfet's not biyada by lamamish, I think it means like he gave it to somebody else. Once he gave the chayfet's to somebody else, so that is already in the category of lesnu and not in the category of isnu. So therefore, the Gemara Baba Kama is not a raya. Maybe Makir Kalev Biyad Acher doesn't mean it was in the hands of the Ganav. Those are his stolen Kalev. Maybe now it's in the hands of a storekeeper who buys stolen goods. But he recognizes those are his stolen Kalev. So that's called Lesnu. That's not called Isnu. And therefore, from this Gemara is not a raya, in the Machlekes in Agamar, where the Rav is talking about Isnu or Lesnu, from the Gemara Baba Kama there's no raya. Maybe we talk to follow the Stum of the Gemara. The Rav was only talking about Lesnu. It doesn't have to be Shibir, as long as it's Lesnu, not in the hands of the Ganav. But if it's Isnu, meaning it's in the hands of the Ganav, then we have no raya from this Gemara Baba Kama, and therefore we could follow the Stam of the Gemara, the Velohi, the Stam of the Gemara, that if the Chayfis is in the hands of the Ganav, Itak has to give it back. If it's not in the hands of the Ganav, if he broke it, even if he didn't break it, it's Biyad Acher, maybe that's what this Mishnah Baba Kama is talking about, then also you don't have to take him to Dramini and you don't get to recover, the Bialim don't get to recover the Chayfis. Clear? But this is a very big chiddush. That even if the chayfis is be'en, it's like shiber, because it's not biyad haganav. What's the svara for that? Mashal, the way the Ramban explains the Gemara, the way Rashi sounds like he explains the Gemara. Rav and Rava have a machlekes. If Rav and Rava have a machlekes, if a ganav is kind of the chayfetz, and if he's not kind of the chayfetz, it could be called nugabei, and there's no kimuli to Rav. So what difference does it make if the chayfetz got a ganav, or the ganav already pointed off on somebody else? If it's to be called by the ganav, so it's to be called by somebody else too. The other person not kind of more than the ganav. We're not talking about a yish and shinir shus or something. We're talking about a regular. The ganav, there's no yish. If the Gnev is sitting by the Gan of Ataris Pikodin, somebody stole silverware, he's sitting by the Gan of Ataris Pikodin, and now he gives it to somebody else. If you hold that by the Gan of it's Ataris Pikodin, Pikodin Ugabe, well, we're used to making a machlekes Rav and Rav, according to the Rashi, it's a machlekes Rav in the Stam of the Gemara. Never mind who it's a machlekes between. But if you hold like that side of the Gemara, that it's that midi dehavi ashoil and the gnevis if pikodin by the ganav, and that's why there's no kimuli Rav minay, because it's just a hashavas a pikodin. So why does it make a difference if the pikodin is sitting by him, or if the pikodin is sitting by somebody else? The other person doesn't have any more kinyanim than the ganav has himself. If by the ganav it's a pikodin, then it's a pikodin by the next person down the line too. So what's the seichel of this distinction that the Rashi is making? If it's mamish in the hands of the ganav, then he has to give it back. But if the ganav passed it down the line, then already kimli the rabbinay, and that guy gets to keep it, then you can't collect it from him. What's the havan in such a distinction? I think this is a raya that the Rashba also holds, that this whole business that you have to give the Gneva back is only a Chumah D'Rabbanan al derech the Baal Amar. So in a Chumah D'Rabbanan we can make a chilek that the Chumah D'Rabbanan was only said l'gabi the Ganav, wasn't said l'gabi other people. The Ganav has a Chumah D'Rabbanan, he has to give the Gneva back. We don't say B'Domim Kaninu. If the Chayfis is around the Ana Ganav, so there's a Chumah D'Rabbanan really B'Domim Kaninu, but D'Rabbanan don't want to let him get away with that. They say he has to give back the Ben. But if it's sitting already by somebody else, him already, they didn't say this chumah d'rabbanan too. So chazan al ikar adin that the domim kaninu. I think it's a raya. I'll do this one second. I think from this distinction the Rashi is making, it doesn't make any sense in a d'rais level. In a d'rabbanan, it's a good. In a d'rabbanan, we can make such a distinction. So I think it's a raya that the Rashi must hold a kochoch, like the Baal Amor, that the din of that it's the din that you have to give the chayfetz back is a din. The din of, we'll call it Rav, or whatever, the din that by Isnu you have to give the chayfetz back is only a chumah d'rabbanan. So in that we can be mechalak between the Ganav himself and anybody else. And this is not at all surprising that the Rashba holds like the Baal Amor in this regard. Because after all, as we'll see by Hemshech, the Rashba holds like the Baal Amor and the issue of Shiver. The Rashba holds that even according to the Madomah that you have to give the chayfetz back. But if you break it, the Rashba holds what? Are you chayv or you potter? We haven't read the rest of the Rashba, but we know. The Rashba holds like the Baal Amor. If you break the chayfetz later, you potter. Why you potter? And the Ramban is, what do you mean? What's the seichel? If you have to give the chayfetz back, it's not yours. So why you potter if you break it? So the answer we saw in the Baal Amor is because the whole giving it back is only a chumah d'rabbanan. So when it's the end, there's a chumah d'rabbanan. But once you broke it, there's no chumah d'rabbanan. So the Rashba anyway has to hold like the Baal Amor, that this giving back of the chayfetz be'en is only a chumah d'rabbanan. Haraya, if you break it, you potter. No, once it's only a chumah d'rabbanan. So the Rashba Taka holds that chumah d'rabbanan was only said l'gabi l'ganav, and it wasn't said l'gabi anybody else. So we can see here that we're on firm footing, that the zachinu, that the Rashba is on board with the Baal Amor, the same shita, that on a derais level, is kimli rabbanah, even on a hashavas aben, even on a hashavas pikod. And it's only a chumah d'rabbanan. The whole machlek of Rava is l'gabi a chumah d'rabbanan. Mamash al-derech the Baal Amor. Okay, then he goes on and he says, "Umi lekuli alma, im ganav b'machteres, v'tovach u'mocher b'chutz poter." That's for sure. No, it's ben l'rav, ben l'rova, if we want to call it machlekes rav and rova. Again, in the Baal Amor's terminology, that's not strictly true. It's not machlekes rav and rova; it's machlekes rova in the stam of the Gemara. I'll leave it the rav. Okay, maybe we'll use his terminology. But he says, regardless, whether you have to give back the Ben or you don't have to give back the Ben, but if you went afterwards and you broke it, you shechted it, or you tovach u'mochar, then for sure you're potter. Here he's being megala his opinion. Well, we'll see in a second. You're potter. V'loi teima, and we don't say that b'shas tficho mechir lav mechteresu v'loi kaninu. One second. When he was tovach u'mochar, he was no longer in the mechteres. And I think it should be veho mechuyv ladur lemari. And chayfetz ben he has to give back. That's the chumah d'rabbanan that he has to give it back. Vehastu hu demechayv akarno. I think it should be viakfeilu. So now when he's tovach u'mocher, now he should be chayv kefil for the tficha. And now he should be chayv dalav vehei. So let's be mechayv. No, so far he's only. We'll see. So let's see now when he's tovach u'mocher, he should be chayv for the keren. And for shechting it, and at the same time, he should be chayiv kefil. And who then he means he should be chayiv dalad vei. So he says, no, loy, the hashda loy gonav, elokein pikodinu biyodoy, ukeshoyel havi, v'loy mechayiv, v'kach kosav raiv v'b'ksubas. So he says, no, he's not chayev. Right now he means he's not chayev dalad vehe. He's not chayev teflin, he's not chayev dalad vehe. Why not? Because it's a pikodin by him. So it's like he's shechting a pikodin and not shechting a gnech. So what is he saying? What's he saying? A little bit sosum. But I already, this was the first year that we did this after Pesach. I think the pshat in the Rashba is, the Rashba is saying that since, the Rashba is saying like this, that the din of Kefal and Tefichu and Dalar Vehe was only said in a Chefz of a Gneva. A Chefz of a Gneva is a Chefz in which you have Kinyon Gneva. Over here, he doesn't have Kinyon Gneva. He stole it on Shabbos, so he stole it in a Machteres. He never got Kinyon Gneva. If he never got Kinyon Gneva, then it's just a Pikodin. Shechting a Pikodin is not Machayev Dalavei. It's not Machayev Kefal. The Chayev Dalavei is if you shecht a Gneva. What defines a Gneva? You have a Kinyon Gneva. What makes... You can only have Kinyon Gneva if you Chayev Gneva. Here we have a Chayev in which he doesn't have any Chayev Gneva. If he doesn't have any Chayev Gneva, he doesn't have any Kinyon Gneva. So when he shechts it, he's not Chayev Dalavei because it's like shechting a Pikodin. I told you then. That's Rabbi Krager says the svara. The Nesivus has the svara. Rabbi Elam had the svara that you can only have kinyan gneva in a chefza that you have can only have kinyan gneva. We have chiyuv gneva. I think that's mamish what he's saying. He can't be kodin who be yodu because shoyl havi, and therefore it can't be a chiyuv kefil and dalav vehei.
We're not
going to
see
it's
mutter
from
the Ganav to take
Chayfas. No, he's Chayef Karen. At this point in the Rashba, he's still Chayef Karen. But he's saying, but he's not Chayef Kefal Dal Vehe. Because Kefal Dal Vehe was not said in the Pikodin.
Because he was coming
at Pikodin. Since Tukimli Rabbanei, he doesn't have. Since he stole it on Shabbos, or he stole it from Machteres. So he doesn't have any Chiyuvig Neva for the stealing. So therefore, if he doesn't have any Chiyuvig Neva, he doesn't have any Kinyonig Neva. So what is this cow? It's a Pikodin. So he's shechting somebody else. It's like a shomer pikodin who walks over and shechts or kills, shoots the parah. So he pays carry, but not dalad vehei.
But we're assuming it's his still.
No, at this point he doesn't know yet. He doesn't know that yet.
But I mean, once we say like the
Baal, 1 second, that's going to be the hemshech. I feel like Karen, but right now he's only talking about the cave on dalad vehei.
But once we say that the rash was like the Baal more, then it has to be.
Oh, you're right. We'll come to that second. But Evan's right, and he's going to say it, but he's going in stages. First of all, he says, you're not chayev kefal dalavehei because it's a pikodin gabe. You don't have any kinyonig neva. But then he has a line that I don't understand at all. But teidaloch, dafilu b'machteres, even in the machteres, im isa be'eni mehedu leila mara, if the cow is alive in the machteres, we'd have to give it back. Dafilu hoch ibturim enat tashlumin. And even so, he's potter from tashlumin, I think if he breaks it in the machteres. I don't know what he wants with that line. Of course, if you break it in the machteres, you potter enat tashlumin. Because you have kimli ramene and the breaking it itself. This line is a mishli yashiva. I don't know what he wants with this line, but let's just encase that. We'll put that line in quarantine. We'll go back. V'loyoy says the Rashba. I'll tell you a further thing. I just told you that when he shechts it and chutz lemachteres, he's potter from kefil and dalav vehei because it's bikodnu gabei. Tell you more. Elafilu atashli mekeren potter. Not only is he potter from kefil dalav vehei, he doesn't even have to pay for the keren for breaking it. V'afilu, I think the law is a mistake. V'afilu tovuch umocher b'chutz, even though he shechted it outside the machteres, the bedomim kaninu, because he's kind of the behemah bedomim, kimli b'drabrinik. Eldim isnu shakli b'ailim. Of course, if the behemah is be'en, the b'ailim take it back. That we already said before. By isnu, we said the gemara he's paskening that if it's isnu, the b'ailim get to take it back. That's the chumah d'rabbanan. But if he breaks it, he's potter. Just like in the machteres, ben hefresh ben bechteres lechutz. Just like in the machteres, if the behem is ben, he has to give it back. Because I guess his bottom line is he's passing like that isnu, you have to give it back. But if you break it, b'shiber, even shiber bechutz, is potter. Like Rashi, like the Balamor, that's a shita. Even shiber bechutz is potter. Bekitzer, the Rashi is saying over here that if you sold something in machteres and you shechted it bechutz, so that's exactly like you sold a chavis and you broke it bechutz, and the Rashi learns that that's about a potter. So he went in stages. First of all, he said, you put your potter from the kefil of Dalavehei because it's not a chefz shel gneva at all, it's bikodinu gabe. And then he says, step two, not only that, but it's bedomim kaninu. It's mamash yours. So when I first learned this Rashba and tried to puzzle it out, so like it bothered me, that he went, mamash moved from one extreme to the other. A minute ago he said, he doesn't even have kinyon gneva, it's mamash bikodinu gabe. He said, he has no kinyon in it at all, not even kinyon gneva. And now, he goes, V'loyoid, Not only that, he doesn't have to pay kefil dalav hay because he doesn't have any kinyan and greva in it at all. It's just a becoming of hay. Not only that, but it actually belongs to him. He went mamish from one extreme to the other. Like, there are three possibilities. You could say it's just a becoming and doesn't belong to him at all. You could say it's like every gneva. He has any kinyan and greva. You could say that it's mamish kainit. He went from one extreme to the other. First, he assumed for the other portion that just a becoming ugabe. Mamish a becoming, just a becoming. That's like mamish. That's one extreme. And now he says, "V'loyoy." Not only is it a pikkudin gabei and you're potter from kefil and dalav hay, but not only that, but he mamish owns it. He's mamish a baila minor and the day katova. Like he didn't even, you know, he just like he skipped the whole middle possibility. It was like bizarre to me. But the way now after we having gone through the balamor, I don't think it's shver at all. It's two different issues. There's one issue, Rabbi Kreger's issue, the Nesivus's issue. You know, when you don't have chiyuv gneiva, do you have kinyan gneiva? So his assumption is, if you have no chiyuv gneiva, you have no kinyan gneiva either, and there's no kinyan gneiva over here, and therefore it's just a pikkudin lugabe. It's just sitting there, b'teres pikkudin, and when you give it back, it's b'teres, not b'teres tashlum, it's b'teres hashavas ha-pikkudin. And then he says, v'loyoyd, not only is it just a pikkudin, and he's giving back b'teres hashavas ha-pikkudin, so if you can't have a chiyuv talad, hey, because it's not a chefte shul gneiva, but not only that, But here there's kinle b'derabmine, even on hashavas ha-pikodin. There's a din of b'domim kaninu, that even on a pikodin you get to keep it midiraisa. Just a chumud rabbanon, you have to give it back if it's ben, but if it's not ben, then chazanu to the chiddush of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that even on hashavas ha-pikodin there's a din of b'domim kaninu. It's a little bit hard to see what we were reviewing, because we already covered so much ground. So if we had not had all the shurim about the balamor, we would have just been with the osogim that we saw in Rashi, that in order to say kimud rabbin, you have to be kaim the chayfitz we didn't gneva, and it has to be a tashlumen now, like Rav holds, you know, that it's that since you chayv an oinsin, so your mamish kaim the gneva, and you're only giving it back with teres tashlumen, and that's why there's kimud rabbin. And it was very bizarre. He went mamish from one extreme to the other. First, he assumed that you're not kaim the gneva at all. If you're not kaim the gneva at all, it's hashavas apikodin. There's not even kimud rabbin. And then he went 180 degrees, and he decided, no, there's kimud rabbin like Rav, like if there's kimud rabbin and b'domu kaninu, you get to keep it and the dekatova. You know, in order to say that there's kimud rabbin, you have to say that he has kinyonig neva legamri like Rav, that since he's chayv and oisin, it's shaloi mamish, and the giving back of the gneva is only b'teres tashlumen. So here he went. First, he assumed that you don't even have kinyonig neva at all, and now he went so far that not only do you have kinyonig neva, but you have kinyonig neva legamri that you're only giving it back b'teres tashlumen, and the skimli d'rabbin. How'd that happen? Now that we separated the issues, there's the Rash b'shita like the Balamor, is that this kinyonig d'rabbin even in hashavas ha-pikodin? So mele this. We don't have to get dizzy over here. The Rashba is very fine. First, he tells me there's no kinyonig neva, so it's a shavas. So meila, there's no kinyonig neva, so there's no chiyav dalav hay. At maximum, it's a shavas. It's a pikkudin gabe. There's no chiyav dalav hay. And then he says, I'll tell you something else. Even on shavas a pikkudin, really midiraisa. This kimli derabine and b'domim kaninu. So if it's banned, you have to give it back. That's a chumud rabban. But if you shechted it, you don't have to give it back. Anyway, let's finish up. V'chein gonna b'Shabbos tovach b'Shabbos, or shetovach achra Shabbos. Doesn't matter whether it was gonna b'Shabbos or tovach b'Shabbos, or gonna b'Shabbos or tovach b'choil. V'chein gonna kis b'Shabbos v'shetinu lahar b'Shabbos or achra Shabbos lo'olam potem me'akol. So he says b'Ferish, if you were gonna b'Shabbos v'tovach b'choil, you are potter. Just like if you stole a chavos and it was shibur b'chutz. Of course, not like tum. Not like Rashi. Not like Rashi. That the rich from the robbery. Ulufichuk nearly the hada mina perikel inaris gabi by that gun of the tovach mechteres potter the main gneiva and tvicha ben mechira the mash metaima the main tvicha and mechira halafai taima chay oyachay betashlumin. Something's wrong here. Kind of a talk with Harris Potter. At the Megneve and Tichu Vemechir, right? That's the word. Gone of a Tobach. Yeah, Rab said in Agamar, Gone of a Tobach for Shabbos or Gone of a Tobach for Machteris. So he's Potter. Because even though on Knas is no Kimul Rabbine, but in Megneve and Tichu Vemechir. The Mash Metaimo. Tim Enchu. I think it's also a mistake. I think it should be the mashmatayim at the gun of that he was tovach b'shabbos. But if he was tavach b'choil, he would be hayachay b'tashlumen. The ritva's deep. I think that's what he's referring to. He's addressing the ritva's deep. He holds that even gan of b'shabbos tavach choil is potter. So you can have the ritva's kasha, Rashi's kasha. So why does he gan of tavach b'shabbos? He should have said a bigger chiddush. Gan of b'shabbos with tavach b'choil. I'm not quite sure how the words are supposed to hang together. So he answers, "Hahi dafka ba'omer im zvicha ani zaychava loykaninu kaidim shchito." Yeah, the Rashi says this in the Chiddushim as well. He has it in the Chiddushim also. He's chaylik and Rashi. So what do you do with the diuk in the Gemara? So he has a psukunz that the case of ganav atavach b'shabbes is that it was in his chotzer, and he wants to be kinyan al yedei chotzer kinyan gneiva. He wants to steal it with the kinyan chotzer, but he says, but his kavana is to steal it to be kinyan with his chotzer b'shasach shchito. So therefore, if he was gone of a tavach b'shabbes, so the gneiva happened when he shechted it, so then he's potter. But if he was gone of a shabbes with tavach b'chol, so there's no case because the gneiva always happens with, if he was gone of a shabbes. But his kavon is to be gone of it only with the shchita. So mele won't be any. So when does the gneiva always happens b'shas shchita because his kavon is always to be gone of it with the shchita. But the kids, he has a trick how to get out of the deal. But the is chaylik and Rashi. Okay, anyway, that's what I wanted to work through in the Balam with in the Chuvas Rashi. But the takeaway is that we have that the Shitas Rashi is mamish parallel to the Balam Or. First of all, he holds like the Balam Or that Shiva that Pshat the Gemara in Sanhedrin, not like the Ramban. The Pshat the Gemara in Sanhedrin is that even according to the Man Omer that you have to give the that if it's Isnu. If the chovis has been, you have to give it back. But if you broke it later, you're potter. And when the Gemara says, when the Rova said, "Mistabim milso derabbi shenotel aval shiber potter," that means shiber even machutz. That's number one. That's very clear. Number two. So of course we have the Ramban's kasha. If you have to give the chovis back, then why are you potter? If you shiber later, you're breaking somebody else's chovis. So we saw in the Balam Or, because really, b'domim kaninu, even on Hashavas HaBe'en is b'domim kaninu, even on Hashavas HaPikodin is b'domim kaninu. It's only a chumad rabbanon that we see that the Rashba also holds that way. That it's only a chumad rabbanon. See, that's why he's able to mechalek if it's by the ganav or not already or biyad acher, because it's in a chumad rabbanon we can such chilukim. So the kitzur we see the whole thing. The Balam Or is mamish on the same page as the Rashba is on the same page as the Balam Or. And finally, the Rashba then draws the logical conclusion. That once you say that by Baba Machteres, that even though he has to give the chavis back, the gun of Machteres, the shiber bachutz is potter, because didei katovar, then who adin gun of b'shabbes v'tovar b'chol is also potter, because didei kashochat. And he's chaylik on Rashi, and the Rashi bayos that the Rishonim bring. Yeah, so Komer, this puts into high relief the steer in Rashi. Rashi on the one hand in Sanhedrin holds, like the Balam Or. Holds like the Rashba that Shiber Bachutz is Potter. Gon of Machteres, the Shiber Bachutz is Potter. That's how he learns Rava. Right. Shenotal, if the Chayfet's Ben, you have to give it back. But if it's Shiber Bachutz, you're Potter. And on the other hand, Rashi Bayos says that Gon of Shabbos, with Tavach Bachal, is Chayef. Because you're Chayef in the Shasat Fichel. So that's the steer we asked at the very beginning in Rashi. We see the Rashi Pataka makes that connection. So it's a Kashan Rashi. How do we separate the two? And then the other issue, just looking back altogether on the Balam Or and the Rashi, but we see that all these that this school of Rishonim who hold that Shiber Bachutz is Potter, that even though you have to give the Chetz the Chavis back if it's Ben, but if you break it later, you're Potter. And the Chayyim is very counterintuitive because you have to give it back. Then how are you potter for breaking it? You broke something that's not yours. So we see that the side of their shita in the Balam Or, it's mafurish, but we see now that it's really pretty close to the surface in the Rashba as well. The side of their shita is that this kimel derabbanan even in Hashavas HaPikadon, it's only a chumah derabbanan, they have to give it back. And that's not mashma in Rashi in Sanhedrin. The mashma in Rashi in Sanhedrin is that there's I can't say it's mamisha, smoking gun. But the way Rashi in Sanhedrin, he explains Rav, he explains Rava, that they're arguing about if it's if giving back the gzeila is a tashlumen, then there is kimli rabbinei, and if it's a, or is it like hashavas epikonim, then there's no kimli derabbinei, then there's no kimli derabbinei. And there's not a word in Rashi that really at a derais level is kimli derabbinei, even in hashavas epikonim, but it's a chumad derabbanon, and that's what they're arguing about, whether or not there's a chumad derabbanon. Kol zechosim duvei Rashi. A lot of the mashmois in Rashi in Sanhedrin is that there's no, simple reading of Rashi in Sanhedrin is that there's no kimli derabbinei on a hashavas epikonim. Kimli derabbinei is on tashlumen, not an Ashavas HaPikadim. If that's true, then in Rashi, it will be very... Then in Rashi, we still have to understand the Svara, why is Shiva Pakam? If there's no Kimli Rabbani, Ashavas HaPikadim, and if according to Rava, Agneva is really basically Pikadim Ugabe, Chivainsin is just needed to have a Yashayel, and you're just giving it back with her as Pikadim, and there's no Kimli Rabbani, so why in the world are you Pater if you broke it? So that's the challenge here in Rashi. Now, but first, to understand Rashi's svar, the Balamor and the Ramban, they have the Balamor and the Rashba, they have a special svar. There's Bedomu Kaninu, there's Kimli Rabbanu, even on Hashem, it's Chumad Rabbanu. It's not Mashman Rashi that way. So we have to understand Rashi's svar, why you put there afterwards, Kishishibra. And number two, and obviously the issues are related, what do we do with the steer in Rashi? We also had a little bit of Hargoshis Halev, I don't know if it's Mamish Mukhuk, that Rashi can't hold that there's Kimli Rabbanei and Hashavas HaPikadim. Because Rashi's whole shita is that Kimli Rabbanei is not really a Ptur. Kimli Rabbanei is just a dinim based in that we're not Goyva. So it will be very, it seems to me, I'm not 100% sure about this, but it seems to me it will be very hard to say in Rashi that there's a din of Kimli Rabbanei on a Pikadim. You know, what would that mean? It would mean it's really... Again, according to Rashi, Kimli Rabbanei, you're really chayiv. Doesn't really, as far as your real chiyuvim are concerned, you know, on the personal level, on the street level, Kimli Rabbanei doesn't do anything. It's didn't based in can't go after you to collect the tashluma because that's the din of Kimli Rabbanei. Based in's busy with the din of nefashos, they can't be down the din of nefashos. Ein lanu koyach la'ein sheishtayim, like Rashi says in Bav Metzia Tzadik Aleph. If we're being managed in a moment, we don't have koyach managing nefashos, we don't have a koyach to be managed in a moment. But Rabbanei has a chiyuv moment. So how would that translate by a pikadim? We'll say the same thing. Really, the chayfetz belongs to the bialim. Mamash belongs to the bialim. It's the bialim's pikadim. But ein lanu koyach to give the bialim his mud, to give the bialim the mammon that belongs to him and is sitting by somebody else. That also requires a koyach based on. My television, you know, my computer is, I don't have a television. My computer is sitting by somebody else, and Basin can't. And I go to Basin and say, please, Basin, you know, I'd like it back. He's not letting me in the door. So ein lanu koyach. We don't have a koyach to do that. We're busy with dealing the fashos. We don't have a. That's shayach to ein lanu koyach lein shishdayim. Just to take out, just to move the mamoni gabah from place A to place B. Meilek kim the rabbi nesim is really a ptur. They attack a potter from tashlumen. So you can say the same way Kimli Rabbanei patters you from Tashlumen, so Kimli Rabbanei patters you from Hashava, and Meili Kainit, B'domim Kaininu, that's what the Balamar and the Rashba hold. I mean, that's a Chiddush also, but at least I could wrap my mind around it. But according to Rashi, that the whole din of Kimli Rabbanei is only din of Beistin, the Renlo Nukayach Lo'en Shishayim. And parenthetically, Rashi over there in Sanhedrin also talks about Beistin when he talks about Kimli Rabbanei. Beistin is not good enough for him. To say that this din of Beistin, that Renlo Nukayach Lo'en Shishayim, should apply to what we call them, that would be very hard to swallow. And Ka'omer, the Maaser Rashi doesn't say it. A lot of the Mashmois in Rashi is the Kimli Rabbanei is only by Tashlumen and not by Hashava. Yeah, but then we have to understand what's the Tur of Shiva. How are you Potter if you were Shiva? Shiva Vachutz. I'm breaking something that doesn't belong to me. And why is it different than the Gemara in Baba Kama that if you stole something that was worth one zuz and you broke it and it was worth four zuz, you're chayav for the breaking it? Because the breaking it is a new machayav. So I stole the chavis and in a machteres. Now I'm breaking it b'chutz, not my chavis. So why isn't the breaking in umachay? The breaking is not happening in the machteres. Yeah. So that needs to be dealt with. Okay. I have thoughts about it, but see you next time. By the way, the same thing is I want to talk about the Rashi first. These problems in Rashi, and then we have to go back and do the other school, the Ramban and the Ritva. The Ritva is.